Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Moving my head.
Yeah.
I'm laying it off.
Love that too.
I'm pronating.
When you're not supinating.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair. I look like a fool.
What the hell do you think you look like shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass?
Well, we're waiting.
Hello, golf fans, and welcome back to another two-man scramble from the Fairways and Dreams podcast. I'm Jeff Hartman. It's the first time I have not had a two-man scramble. This is a female joining the show for the first time. We have one of the best speed golfers in the entire planet, Lauren Kupp, with us. Lauren, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much, Jeff. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm excited to talk with you because I have so many questions about speed golf. I know the general basis of it, but before we get to that and all my questions, I do want to ask just what is your history with the game? You didn't start playing speed golf, I'm sure. So how did you get involved in golf and then how did it evolve?
Yeah, sure. Well, I played all sorts of sports. Say that three times fast. growing up, I think I played six varsity sports in high school.
Wow.
My dad, my mom were both big golfers growing up. I always took a lot of lessons and things just because they liked it. You know, we'd go out in the evening and things, but really I didn't take interest in golf, competitive golf, really until I got to college. Went to Hamilton College, ran track and field, indoor and outdoor, and played volleyball at Hamilton, and then started the women's team there when I kind of started getting into golf. And once I got the bug, I couldn't get rid of it. I was golf obsessed. So
just to backtrack, because again, I want to ask you a bunch of questions. So you actually went to college not for golf. You played volleyball and ran track, but golf was just kind of like something that now in speed golf, you merge the two. Were you an endurance runner in college?
I did some mid-distance stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, actually a jumper. Did long and triple jump.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, kind of the end of was near with sport for me. You know, when I was in college, I kind of felt that clock ticking. And so knew I was going to need something to keep me into golf. Started the first women's team at Hamilton. It was a club sport while I was there, but we did some competing. And now I proudly coach that team, which has
been awesome. Really
cool to see it grow.
And where is that school located for those that might
know? So we're right in central New York, right in the middle of the state of New York. We just started our spring season. I coach both the men's and women's teams. Traditionally, we're indoors right now in February, but I don't know if you can see around me, but the sun is shining. We've been outdoors almost every day for the last couple weeks, which is
a pretty
cool luxury. But
yeah,
we just jumped on some snow a couple nights ago. So in
so-
New York fashion.
I'm sure that people that are listening to this podcast might not know a lot about speed golf. They know the general gist of speed golf, and that is to not just have the lowest score, but also to finish as fast as you can. What else is there with speed golf that you might want to explain to the layman who doesn't really know much about the game?
Yeah, it's quite simple, really. It's the same game. I mean, it's still golf. It's scored almost exactly the same, but it's played at a more modern pace, at a faster pace. So you score it just by simply your time in minutes plus your golf score. So there's certainly a craft to that. You know, you want to take your time on the three footers to make them, because making up a minute of running over 5 miles is really hard. You know, you still want to hit good shots and make a lot of pars and that kind of thing. But you get rid of all the between the ears overthinking and swing thoughts, etc. So, yeah, it's been really fun. I mean, there's certainly speed golf can be an elite sport. Speed Golf USA is kind of our governing body in the United States, but there's an International Speed Golf Association as well. It's really big internationally. Japan, it's huge. Been to South Korea, it's big over there. New Zealand, Australia, over in Europe, they all have their own speed golf associations that we intertwine several times a year. We have a U.S. championship and then a world championship every other year, which is pretty neat. But certainly speed golf doesn't have to be played at that competitive elite level. Just like golf in general can just be golf being played quickly with fewer clubs, less thinking, just being an athlete and getting the ball in the hole in the fewest amount of shots.
So that's a question I wanted to ask, is about equipment. So you're not carrying, for those that might not know anything about speed golf, you're carrying all those clubs in a standard bag. What does the equipment look like? Are there restrictions further? Can you take as many clubs as you want, but you only choose so many, because obviously the heavier the bag, the more it's going to weigh you down. What are the equipment restrictions, if there are any?
Yeah, you can take as many as you like. I take 5 clubs, which is on the greater side of things now.
Okay.
When I first started playing, people would take 5, 6, 7 clubs, and that's just not the case anymore. The game's gotten so fast. I mean, we're talking the elite men. It can play a full, and I mean a full, like actual, you know, yardage that you would play traditional golf, traditional distances. They're running it in 38, 39 minutes. It's pretty wild. So a lot
holes.
Of those
18 holes.
You got it. It's a pretty fun thing to watch. I mean, you watch them tee off and they're making the turn in, you know, less than 20 minutes. It's a pretty neat, pretty neat thing. And scoring pretty well too. I mean, these are all people that are really good golfers. But I have found the more I do it, it still amazes me that you can shoot about the same score, or I can with 5 clubs, than I do with my full bag. And it's kind of maddening at times, you know, like I still play slow golf competitively at the state and national level. But sometimes it's maddening, you know. I'll go out with all my clubs and shoot 75, and then I'll go out that night and, you know, run it in 50 minutes and shoot 71. It drives you nuts. But it is it does show you how much the between the ears has to do with that.
For sure. Now, I ask about club selection. So my dad and my brother and I grew up golfing, and there's a little 9-hole course that we grew up playing. We all played it. It's easy. And we always talk about going back and doing a 3-club challenge where you get to pick 3 clubs. And we actually had this debate the last time we were all together, is what clubs would you pick? So this is interesting to me. So you carry a certain number of clubs. Are they always the same clubs that you pick, or does it depend on the golf course that you're about to play in terms of what clubs you pick?
Right. It's not always the same. I will say I have a traditional setup. I usually take driver, 6-iron, 9-iron, wedge, putter.
Okay.
A lot of people don't take a driver. A lot of people will take a wood, like a 5-wood that they can hit off the fairway and also just kind of throw it down without a tee. I don't know. I just find value in teeing it up and getting it closer to the hole. So that's my traditional setup, but a lot depends. If I'm playing in a tournament and I do a practice round, a lot depends on the par threes. Like if I can get a club that's comfortable for me with a lot of the par three distances, I'm sometimes exchange that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of scouting of the golf course, looking at the scorecard, looking at the par threes, and you're trying to base your decisions off of that. Have you always stuck with that number of golf clubs, or are there some times where you'll go less or more based on the course?
Yeah, absolutely. I took out my 5-wood this year, and I just really wanted to get faster. Yeah. But I do miss like going for those par fives and two, which is what I had the ability of doing with that 5-wood that I don't anymore. And sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow, you know, when you're hitting the 6-iron, when you know you could reach the green.
So one club though. So one club you feel like could slow you down enough that it's going to impact your overall time. So taking the 5-wood out, which is going to be a graphite shaft. And you know, it's most of us would say, well, that's not going to weigh that much, but you're saying that's significant.
Jeff, this is where it gets really dorky. Yeah, I think it's about 3 minutes a club.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
So, yeah, I mean, unless you're saving or you think you can save 3 shots over the round, bringing an extra club. I don't know. We've charted the rounds. Everybody's charted the rounds. Everybody feels like it's about three shots a club. But as I said, some of the, especially the best men, are taking 3 clubs. I mean, they're taking 2 in one hand, 1 in the other. Of course, the challenge, at least for me, becomes you really have to find a way to putt with your clubs on you because it's too costly. You can't put your bag on the green. That's a rule. You can't put your bag or your clubs on the green. But it's just too time costly to leave your bag off the green and have to run back to get it, you know, unless it's overly convenient where it's on the way to the next hole, which is something that you're thinking about while you're running up there. But you have to find a way to putt with your clubs on you. Some players are taking clubs in one hand and putting one-handed. That doesn't work for me at all. I need 2 hands on the putter. I struggle with the flat stick enough with 2 hands. Yeah. So I have a really light Sunday bag that I just put on my back, like a backpack with 1 strap, and then putt that way.
Now, are there any other rules unique to speed golf? You said you can't put the bag on the putting surface. Are there any other rules that are unique to speed golf?
Yeah, a lot of slow golf has really caught up with speed golf. you know, we used to have the rule where you could leave the flag in. We don't need written in the rule book any longer. Of course, we say that they adapted it from us, the USGA, but I can't confirm nor deny that. I don't know.
Yeah, I like it.
The only rule that's different besides that you can't put the bag on the green is that there's no or very little out of bounds on speed golf. It just wouldn't be fair, wouldn't be costly if you got up there and your ball was a foot out of bounds to have to run back to the tee. Mm-hmm. So, so with everything, you're playing it just like it's a hazard.
Okay. Got it. Now I have to ask, what was your entry into speed golf? Like you grew up golfing, you have a running background. When did you ever say, I think I'm going to try this speed golf? Did someone approach you? Did you see something, a tournament or anything? Like, how did you even get started? That's always a curious question for me.
Yeah. When I had a family, you know, I was just playing so much golf, you know, and I just, once I had my first baby, I realized that I just didn't have time to spend 5 hours every day playing or practicing or beating balls at the range. And I just kind of stumbled upon speed golf. There was a little clip on ESPN. And this is going back almost 10 years ago now, but there was a, clip on ESPN where I saw it and I was like, oh, wouldn't that be cool if I could get my golf and my fitness in an hour? And that's really how it started, was just being able to get my golf practice in. And I would still play in regular golf tournaments, just like I do now. But I just found if I jogged in between shots, then I could get it all in. Yeah. You know, you could tee off first thing in the morning before the first group tees off and be home by the time the kids wake up. So, that's a pretty nice luxury. So that's kind of how I got into it. And then once I realized that there was actually an avenue to play this competitively, professionally even, that really motivated me to kind of continue doing it.
Yeah. Now, I have five of them myself, and they are involved in the game of golf. Are your kids involved in golf yet or not?
Well, like me, they're into all sorts of other sports. Yeah. And everyone always says, do your kids play golf? And they do. But they enjoy playing it quickly too, which is nice. Is kind of fun. You know, I think it is a great avenue to get junior golfers into golf, you know, because they, especially if they grow up playing other sports, I mean, they're playing hockey or soccer or basketball. It's so reactive. Golf seems slow and boring if all you know about sports is quick, reactive. But golf, I don't know. I really have found with my kids, we'll go out and we'll play, you know, two holes up and back. And I'll just say, hit it, go find it, and hit it again. and that really moves it along. It's also very dangerous when they're all doing it at the same time. I've got three little ones, but we try to keep them in a line. Yes. But it's a fun way to teach the game. And I think it shows a lot of athleticism too, because it is a little bit more reactive and a lot less thinking.
Absolutely. And so my next question, which is a follow-up to this, is, so let's say you coach in college. How would you ever approach an athlete and say, have you ever considered speed golf? And what would that look like? How would you look at someone? Because I don't think this is for everyone, just like golf isn't for everyone. There's some people that just don't have the patience and whatever, but speed golf is different. You have to have that fitness component, and I'll get into that in a second, but how would you recommend to someone that maybe they give this a shot if they're interested?
Right. And I do think you're right, Jeff. It's not for everyone, and it's always going to be a niche sport.
Yeah.
Because you do have to have, you have to have the two components, which also makes it very hard to train for, but you do, you've got to have the fitness component, but you have to be a pretty good golfer. Otherwise you're running really far if you're hitting it sideways to be able to do that. But I certainly have some of my college kids try it, especially if they're having trouble with the mental side of the game. That's something, speed golf really has helped me become a better regular golfer. And I think a lot of the reservations that people have with it were the same reservations that I had when I started, was, is this going to ruin my regular golf game if I start rushing things, if I start rushing my swing? Am I going to develop bad habits, etc.? And really, I have found, and I think anybody that plays speed golf will tell you, it's exactly the opposite. It helps you in so many ways. I mean, as I already mentioned, the mental side of it, certainly. And that, you know, you are just thinking about being an athlete, getting the ball in the hole in the fewest amount of shots. And you find that you don't have to hit the perfect shot when you're playing speed golf to make a good score. And I think in regular golf, we're always like chasing perfection. You know, we're always trying to hit like the perfect shot with a 2-yard draw, and have it land 3 feet from the hole, where speed golf, the mentality is more to make a ton of pars.
Yeah.
And you find you can do that really with like only one good shot a hole. I mean, it's either a good drive, a good iron shot, or a good chip, a good putt. Is how you make a par. So kind of that mentality of, hitting the ball, going to find it, hitting it again, keeping it in play, not making big numbers by hitting it wildly offline. So those things, you know, have certainly helped me with my regular, my regular golf game. And also you learn to be a little more creative too, because you only have 4 or 5 clubs in your bag. You learn to hit a lot of, different shots with the same clubs. And you know, like that awkward feeling when you're golfing where you're like right in between clubs, that's like every shot in speed golf, you know, where you're in between clubs, cause you don't have all your clubs.
Yeah.
So you learn to hit a lot of, a lot of different types of shots with the same clubs, which I think really helps you in regular golf as well. So I guess to answer your question, I'd tell anyone that plays regular golf to give it a try, because there are benefits to your golf game to playing quickly.
Yeah, I might have to try that this summer. I don't know. We might get into it. But I want to ask you a question. Is I used to be a former personal trainer. Fitness is a huge part of my life. What does your training regimen look like as a speed golfer? Because like you said, you're running upwards of sometimes 5 miles, but you're not always running in a straight line. It's different. It's totally different. So walk me through like a regular training. What does your training regimen look like for a speed golfer?
Well, first of all, Jeff, you're a perfect candidate for speed golf. You have to try it now. I'm going to bug you to try it.
I'll try it. I will try it. I'll try it once. I'll get my 13-year-old daughter. She'll run it with me and we'll go play 9 holes. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right.
I promise you that. I promise.
Awesome. Awesome. You'll love it. Maybe not the first time. All right. You might have to play it more than once.
That's fine.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of training, you are kind of training these two different disciplines. I think the best way to train for speed golf is just to play speed golf, to be honest, because there is a bit of an art to it, a bit of a craft to it that you have to figure out. I mean, for me, I do run quickly in between shots, but I don't want to say I take my time on my swing, but I set up, I take a breath, I line it up, and then I swing the club. I still want to make good golf swing. So there is a little bit of an art to it. And short game as well. I mean, you have to be comfortable playing while your heart is beating quickly. And some of those fine motor skills like putting, chipping are the hardest parts to do, while you are getting aerobic, exercise. So it does take some kind of getting used to, I would say. So the best way, if you have the ability to just play quickly, I think that's the best for training. In the off season, and we do have an off season in central New York with the snow, I do train in both disciplines. I do a ton of running. Some of it's on the treadmill. If I can't get it outside, but I try to get outside. Hill work is really important. If you can get the hills in, I mean, people think we play these like flat courses that are all really close together, but in reality, the goal is to play on championship courses. So when you play, in a big event, especially if there's a purse, it's usually a championship golf course, which often means that it's made for carts and or spectators, which means that from tee to green, it's farther away. Our last world championship, we played down at Champions Gate in Florida, and it was over 7 miles running because it's a course that's made for riding. And I mean, there was a mile between two of the holes, I think 9 and 10, there was like a mile through the parking lot. But so that's not super traditional, but yeah, working on the hill work and the cardio is certainly important too, while still keeping up the golf game.
I do have to ask because I'm picturing myself trying this. And the first question I would have is, what shoes do I wear? So I have to ask, like, that's going to be a huge part of this. Do you wear just running shoes, or do you have, some of these golf shoes now, which don't have they just have the molds on the bottom. I didn't know if some people wore those or if they have special shoes made. You just wear running shoes?
Yeah. Yep. Just running shoes. I mean, a lot of the players that are more of the runners, less of the golfers, we'll wear like almost track shoes, cross country shoes that are really light, but made for running on grass as well. But yeah, lightweight sneakers, and certainly don't want to wear any type of golf shoe that would ever like tear up the greens or anything like that. So
where
typically sneakers, right?
Where your feet get, you leave the course and you have 15 blisters on your heels. Like, that was a bad decision.
Oh yeah, Lauren, that was really fun. I'm glad I tried that.
All right. I'm glad I asked that question. All right. Now I sent you, as I do with all my guests on this Two-Man Scramble podcast, I sent you the last one that I did. So you have a little bit of an idea about the rapid fire segment. As I remind all of my guests, you can take as much time as you want or need. Some people say, can we come back to that question? That's fine. You're familiar. Are you ready to go for the rapid fire?
I am ready to go. I'll try not to all use right. my pass.
That's okay. Let's start off with, I'm curious, what is your current handicap?
I'm right around a scratch, 0.
Nice. And that's both? Is speed golf have a different handicap system than standard?
I'm probably two strokes higher.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've shot a handful of under par 68, 69 rounds, playing speed golf, but yeah, I would say my average speed golf score is 73, 74. So a couple shots higher.
All right. Very good. What do you think about music on the golf course?
For myself, it's an absolute no. I've got enough to think about where I don't need music. But does it bother me if people have it on while they're playing, while I'm playing with them? Not at all.
Okay. What about even practice? Like, do you like it on the range if you're just going to work on your game? Do you mind? You just like to think about the golf?
I do. I just like to take in the golf. I also don't love my players with the headphones in. They know that.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. To each their own. I'm curious, what kind of clubs do you use? What's in the bag?
Yeah, so I've got mostly Titleist. I have a new Titleist driver, which I'm dying to try.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yes, I'm dying to try out there. I've hit it on the sim a few times, but I'm dying to get it out there. But yeah, I have traditional Titleist irons. I have some Cleveland fairway woods that are just like so old. And every time I play with someone, they're like, this is ridiculous. You need new clubs, but I don't know. They like them. I like them.
Yeah.
They work. So until they don't work anymore, I'm going to continue using them.
Yeah. I have old clubs and I still hit them well. So why get new ones? And if you still hit them well, what's your favorite golf ball to use?
Pro V1. I know that's boring.
But it is what it is. That's exactly what I play as well. Do you have a favorite PGA professional of all time that you used to love watching for whatever reason?
Does Annika count? She kind of played. She played with the men for a while, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. We'll count it definitely. So yes, you're
I mean, Annika's awesome. She's the goat. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing story. PGA player. I have kind of a 20-year crush on Adam Scott, so I like him. I met him once. He wouldn't remember me because I couldn't even get any words out. It was like the beginning of this podcast where I was just like, couldn't even get the words out.
I doubt you're alone when you talk about your crush on Adam Scott. I know girls that have never watched a thing, but they love Adam Scott for a lot of reasons.
He's dreamy. He seems really nice too. And your last guest said he was, so there you go.
He said he's very down to earth. I've never met him, but I'll take Don's word for it because he's on the tour. What exactly do you pride yourself on in terms of driving the ball or short game?
I'm a better ball striker than I am short game player, and I wish it was the opposite way around.
Okay. All right. That's fine. If you have a miss on the golf course, is it a slice or a hook?
A slice.
All right.
Hook is too costly. you can't have the hook miss. It is. It's just too costly.
Yeah. All right, so my next question, it depends on the person and how they view this player. Do you think Tiger Woods will ever win again on the PGA Tour?
I hope so. I would love to see it. Will he or not? I don't know. But I hope he does.
Yeah, it's not looking good. He
just doesn't. He doesn't have that look that he used to have anymore. But boy, that would be fun to see him again.
At least just one more time. And it doesn't have to be a major. Just win one more time.
Just one more time. Be fun to watch him in Sunday Red.
Yeah, and then Charlie will come over and take over, and then that'll be all. So, all right, what is your – I think I know the answer to this one probably. What's your biggest pet peeve in the game of golf?
Ugh, you do know it. It's so obvious. Slow play.
even in – well, that's a question I did want to ask, and I forgot to ask. When you're in competitive speed golf, how does that work with other people playing? Meaning – is there someone ahead of you? How do you all work the tournaments in speed golf?
Yeah. So in tournaments, it is kind of run like a track meet. So you're going off as a single every 4 or 5 minutes. You've got someone following you that's keeping score, et cetera, in a cart as well. But yeah, you do kind of take over the course in the tournaments. It is a wild experience if you have to pass someone or be passed. You hope, like, if you're running a tournament, it's your dream to not have anybody pass anyone else. And you're ranked according to your time. But I don't know. Crazy things happen. If your golf game isn't good that day, you can be a little slower.
Wow. Is there an etiquette to passing someone on the course? Like, I feel like that could get dicey.
It does. Yeah. I mean, again, if you're playing in a tournament, playing for money, this is not playing socially. You hit and yell four and the person covers their head in front of you and they are supposed to let you pass instead of playing alongside of you, if that makes sense. But it's very costly to be passed. You don't want to be passed. But to answer your question, like if you're playing, if you want to try speed golf, or if you're giving speed golf a try, the best thing to do is be the first group off in the morning. Yeah. We have the luxury with having a course right out here where I can play in the evening as well after the leagues are in and get it in before dark. But the easiest thing to do is go to the golf course and just say, hey, I want to play quickly. I don't care if the grounds crew isn't done. Can I tee off a few minutes before the first group? No one will even know I was here.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. It's a good tip. Do you have any superstitions in the game of golf?
Not really.
No.
Okay. That's fine. I always use plastic tees. I have no idea why that would matter. Instead of wooden ones, but it seems to matter. And, so maybe that's one of those, kind of things I have to have. Also, that's better fine. For speed golf because they don't break. So I'll go with that. I play with a plastic tee, which is kind of unusual because most people prefer the other ones.
I like plastic ones. I don't like having to replace them all the time. So,
right, exactly. Yeah.
What is your what's your favorite golf movie, if you have one?
I feel like I have to say Tin Cup because my last name is Cup. So I do like that one.
Okay.
But I can, I can appreciate the comical ones as well.
Yeah, for sure. If you had a team format that you liked in the game of golf, is there one that you liked over others?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm overly competitive, so I like playing my own ball. But match play is always fun.
Yeah.
We're taking the team down to Florida for spring training. We're going to do a couple matches against other teams' match play. And that's always interesting to see how that pans out and what that does to people's game. It usually affects it one way or the other.
All right. In the let's go last question for the walk-up song. You heard this question last time. If you were to choose one song as you get ready to tee off at number one before you go running down the fairway, is there a song that you have in mind that you would be playing?
Yes. So this is actually an easy one because in the speed golf tournaments, there's usually music playing. As I said, it's run a little bit more like a track meet. So you have to have someone on the microphone counting down, but you usually have a song that you pick ahead of time that in the minutes before you tee off, the music is playing and then they introduce you and then do the countdown. So yes, I actually have a walk-up song. It's a dorky one. It's Bye 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 by NSYNC. Shows my age a little bit.
That's funny. That's really good. I'm not laughing at the song choice. It's just funny that that's the one you chose. I do have one more question because I want the listeners to know that this is not just someone that golfs and plays quickly for fun. Like, you are a world champion. What would be your crowning achievement of your career as a speed golfer?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to have some really cool experiences. I broke the world record of speed golf, which was one under par in 50 minutes. And I did it in the New York State Open, which was right in my hometown here. So that was pretty neat in that, I had family, friends, a lot of people here. And then I was super fortunate in that the Wall Street Journal picked up my story from that day and did a really cool half-page article by Jason Gay. He did a great job really showcasing the sport. And that led to some other really cool appearances on the Today Show, CBS Morning Show. Dana Jacobson came to our little mom and pop course in Rome. Awesome. And was really cool to meet. So I guess that one round really had, butted a lot of really cool opportunities that I don't think I would have gotten otherwise. So that's gotta be my favorite speed golf round.
That's awesome. That's very good. So yeah, I'm really honored to have you on the show. It has been a lot of fun. I learned a lot. I am going to try it. I will try it this summer or spring. And I'll let you know, maybe it'll only be 9 holes to start, but I'm going to let you know how it goes. But I'd love you to give you the opportunity to plug anything that you're doing, whether it's just social media tags or if you have anything else going on, go ahead and do that now.
Thanks, Jeff. And I really appreciate you having me on as well. And I can't wait to hear how your speed golf round goes as well. But yeah, if you want to keep up with me, Instagram's kind of my main platform, at Speed Golf Her, H-E-R. But I'm also under that name on Twitter, TikTok, Speed Golfer Lauren Cup on Facebook, if you want to keep up what I'm doing. I post a lot about my play, but I also have some funny content on there as well, especially in the off season with snow on the ground. So, yeah, I'd love for you to follow me there. Also, yeah, proudly coach the men's and women's teams at Hamilton College. We've got 2 really good teams this year, including our women's team, who's ranked number 6 in the country. So follow us along those platforms as well.
Definitely will. Lauren, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And folks, we'll see you on Thursday for another Fairways and Dreams podcast. Take it easy.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.